Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. I'm Dan Maudsley, here with a show that scary large numbers of you are now listening to. Coming up on this week's 10-minute tech dollop. Yes, Channel 4 is on iTunes, and Manhunt 2's finally coming to the UK. Plus, we some eerily accurate predictions from T3 2003. Duncan, contain yourself. Oh, and listen on to find out how you can win yourself $8,000's worth of gadget gear. Joining me, as ever, is T3's man of mystery, Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello. Hello. Good to be here.
Excellent. And also, I should say, happy Easter. But then we did do our Easter special last week.
Yeah.
So
happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Christmas, something. There's got to be something else to celebrate. I don't know. Anyway, moderately big news of the week is Channel 4's arrival on iTunes. Exactly 4 weeks after the Beeb did exactly the same.
Clever.
Exactly. What do you think of this?
I mean, the problem is, obviously, you are paying for something that you can get for free in various different ways, which is
the big problem with this. No, this one, yes. Yeah. I mean, BBC's done it. Channel 4's done it. Sky, ITV, are they to follow? Is iTunes going to be the digital distribution hub of the future?
I don't think Sky would do it because I think they're too shrewd to get gouged by Apple's pricing, licensing demands that they make, or that I've seen them make, because they make quite big demands on the music that they license and sell. ITV, yeah, I'd imagine they probably would. I don't think ITV is remotely iTunes' demographic, but Michael Reid is trying to move ITV up market, and having it on iTunes would make sense in that respect. I'm going into, being on a business program mode.
Yeah. So how do you think this will affect the share price?
The city is going to love this.
Yes, excellent. Getting back onto matters we might
Exeter,
know stuff about.
Specifically, the city in question.
Right. Channel 4, I mean, these Channel 4 shares, they're $1.89 a pop, which is, that's exactly the same as the BBC ones.
Yeah, and then you times that by the number of episodes in a series.
Exactly.
So,
Shameless Series 4, for instance, one of the ones, on iTunes, £15.12. Mm. Play.com, DVD box set, £12.99, free delivery.
Yes, or Man Down the Pub, £2.50.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Well, but, except having said that, I mean, exactly the same thing, really. No, actually not exactly the same thing, but a similar thing does apply to the music they sell on iTunes, and that's been very successful.
But generally speaking, when you pay for the music, it's cheaper than buying the DVD, and that's, you kind of...
It is just about, but you get a lower... I think basically it'll be successful because it will appeal to people who are drunk, want to see something immediately, aren't prepared to wait for the following morning, but are law-abiding people who don't use BitTorrent. Which is, you do forget, moving in the circles that we move in, that most people actually do like paying for things for their own peace of mind. And, when I say we, I meant you.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who uses BitTorrent in
your shady circle.
I've done it again. No, don't download things for free because it's... But apparently streaming is legally... Okay, somebody was telling me the other day. Yeah. If you do it while standing on one leg.
But the other point, apart from the fact that you can just go onto play.com or if you're slightly shady, go onto BitTorrent, you can, of course, do this, as you say, perfectly legally and free on 4OD or if it's the BBC stuff iPlayer.
Yes, thanks for retrieving that because I didn't say that. But yes, that's.
It's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
That is a good point that you've just made there. Well, it's only cheeky if they put a gun to people's head and insist they pay for it. If people want to hand over their money for things they can get for free.
And I suppose it does go on 4OD and iPlayer first, and then...
Well, presumably also the version on iTunes is higher quality than on 4OD.
Yeah, it would be higher quality than
Because it could scarcely be lower quality, could it, I suppose. So, I don't know. Yeah, if you want to pay £15 to watch Shameless...
Why not?
You want to have a Shameless marathon at 5 minutes' notice, iTunes is where to go.
It's a pretty good selection. I mean, there is Shameless, as we said.
All the best.
Peep Show, which I think is just...
Yeah, Peep Show's great.
Skins.
Well, I'm a big fan of Skins.
They
have their best shows up there. I mean, a lot of what Channel 4 shows is not so great, but they've got a good show. They put together a dream team of Channel 4
There's one not mention, which is, of course, Father Ted.
Take off!
And,
very good. Yes. Go on. Download some Father Ted.
There we go. Right, at that point, I think definitely time to move on. For some gore, actually, Manhunt 2, given the all clear this week. Have you been keeping track of this one?
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, it was banned, and then there was an appeal, and then it was banned again, and then there was another appeal, and they just kept on appealing until eventually...
This, yeah, it's been a wrangle, basically, between the Video Appeals Committee and the BBFC. Now, I have no idea who has what jurisdiction, but it seems that, at the end of the day, the Video Appeals Committee has won.
Yeah, they have. Kind of... although there's been... Like, they've had to put blurry motion over the contentious bits, which mm-hmm. literally rip people's heads off.
Well, let's have a listen to Ooh. What we can look forward to.
Let's you and I talk. Do you remember the work we did?
No! No! No!
Our intention was to create the perfect weapon.
What's going on?
She's setting us up, Danny.
We were working to repair the damage when you decided to escape.
What does Psycho mean?
Getting out was just the beginning, Danny. The project can't let us live.
Ooh. I have to say, we were suppressing sort of giggles through that.
That was...
Which perhaps doesn't say...
Well, you see, this is the thing. Here's the thing. Mm. This is my opinion, anyway, of the whole issue. Although on the one hand, I think it was ridiculous banning it because it's just a computer game. On the other hand, the people who say, why has it been banned? You don't ban films that have violent content. Mm. That's equally as stupid, because the reason being that films have a certain amount of artistic content, mm-hmm. whereas I think, as you can tell from that cutscene, I assume that was, or introductory scene,
yeah,
Manhunt 2 does not have a great deal of artistic content.
It's just...
But, you know, but then so what? I don't think playing Manhunt 2 leads people to... become violent, so okay. Banning it is ridiculous. And in fact, anybody who says that it causes people to become violent, I will put a plastic bag over their head and then pummel them in the face with a hammer to the point where you will have to take out your teeth to determine their identity. Or their teeth. Not your teeth. You wouldn't take out your teeth to determine their identity.
That would be
unless you had
strange.
Psychic teeth.
Sounds like a series on Channel 5.
Yeah.
we do like to have guests on the podcast, as you know. yeah. This week, we have Sweet Johnny from videogamescentral.com.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Johnny, here we go.
How do you feel about it, Sweet Johnny?
I don't think it's violent enough, to be honest.
Really?
That was Sweet
Johnny. It's a
school
of thought. Yes.
Yeah, I worry for Sweet Johnny, but he has got a point. This is the... The slightly sanitized version.
Yeah, it's the same old story, isn't it? It's like, what was that car game? Carmageddon. Mm. Put it out. It's exactly the same, but now the people are green. So they're zombies, they're not people, so yeah. It's okay to run them over. This is like the same thing. The blood is now green or black or
well,
something.
Well, no, there's just less blood. You don't see quite as much blood. Splattering the screen. And they've got those sort of dodgy video effects when it gets really graphic.
Do you know what? Yeah, but what's the dodgy video effect? I mean, it's computer graphics. It's not live action. Yeah. So it's already got a dodgy video effect, which is called being a computer game as opposed to being...
It's not the ZX Spectrum this is on, you know?
No, I know.
Although, I suppose it's only the Wii and PS2 and PSP. They're not the most capable graphically.
Yeah, no, but the Wii version, of course, is the one that everybody's been looking forward to.
What do I have to say?
Because, I mean, like being able to garrote somebody, obviously, with a...
Yeah, rather than pressing, you know, Y.
I know. It's going to be a much bigger thrill. Although, garroting people isn't that easy. And apparently, the best way to do it is you actually have to turn your back on them. And pull them up over your shoulder.
Is this in the game or just your life?
This is a man in a pub told me this once.
Right. Which probably brings us nicely on to the next little snippet, because you are looking a bit agitated.
Yeah, I'm going to abuse my position as somebody who is on a podcast listened to by literally millions of people. Sorry, I shouldn't have laughed while saying that. Listened to by literally millions of people. I've got this box which is called Top Up TV, and it's a service. It's a fine service, and if you look online, you will see a few people complaining about it. But I've not had a problem with it until recently. It started doing this thing, which is it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. It's a PVR basically. You set it to record TV programs. Sometimes it doesn't record the program you've set it to record. But not only does it do that, it sends you a message to tell you that it hasn't recorded. So it basically, it doesn't do what you want it to do. I mean, it's got this like message thing built in, which usually is meant to say things like "there's a new firmware upgrade," and or you know, big movies coming this season on whatever their, you know, film channel is. It sends you a bloody message saying, "Oh yeah, that thing that you wanted to record." In fact, I've been recording for the last 3 weeks on SiriusLink. I didn't bother recording it. Sorry.
Which is the point of Top Up TV is that it's basically Sky Plus for freebie, isn't it?
But the thing about it is, if it knows that it didn't do it, that means obviously that it knew that it was on, because otherwise how would it know that it missed it? And bloody, it's like having the world's worst PA or something. It's like, oh yeah, that thing you paid me to do, yeah, £10 a month, yeah, I didn't do it. I watched the first 10 minutes, and to be honest, it wasn't all that great, so I stopped recording it and I deleted it from my hard drive.
Maybe this is the answer. Maybe you need a PA to do your recordings in future. Not rely on technology.
Yeah, well, perhaps. Yeah.
Run that one through the boss. We have actually an honoured guest with us on this week's podcast, which is
T3
magazine from 2003. I remember that cover. I must have browsed that in Smith's and put it back at some point, I think.
Well, I was quite taken with this because this is the first time I've seen it, or knowingly seen it. It looks
I definitely remember that cover.
Cat Slater with split ends, wearing a kind of bondage outfit.
Okay.
And
those straps.
Holding the world's worst phone.
That was the world's best phone at the time.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess it was.
Just about. Whatever it was, that Vodafone one that they did all the photo messaging with when it came out.
That was the big story. The
sharp one. There we go.
MMS. That was the photographic and telephonic sensation that was sweeping the nation exactly 5 years ago today.
We have the best multimedia messaging phones.
It's amazing, actually, to realise that only 5 years ago, to take a picture of your phone, you had to plug something into the end.
Exactly.
Like
most of these
phones in this feature, they don't have... they don't have cameras built in. They have you plug it into the
sort
of USB port on the end.
I had that first. In fact, there it is, the Sony Ericsson T68i. I had the version before that without the i, which was the Ericsson version. And you had to plug in a little thing. The screen was absolutely dire.
I know.
The pictures were pretty rubbish, but you know.
I tell you the other thing about all these phones not that long ago is they are all bloody hideous. I don't know. I mean, I do not know what all the designers were thinking of. They're just like a riot of kind of clashing colours and horrible shape buttons and just nastiness, man. They really are appalling. But at the same time, shows how far we've come.
Look how far we've come, baby.
But there's all sorts of interesting things. And T3 is always it's always there at the start of new things. And we like to hope. And in this issue, you've got a hands-free kit for your car, which apparently was new at the time. It's like an exciting new idea. And a shredder, a home shredder, which...
they're quite in vogue now, really, aren't they? Yeah,
well, the funny thing is, at the time, we covered it saying it's useful if the police are coming around and you've got incriminating evidence you want to get rid of.
I found.
there is a use for them now, which is protecting your identity.
Yeah, from all those fiendish types. So you didn't pick up on that in 2003?
In 2003, it was a more innocent time when people did not go around stealing other people's identity in order to buy porn. Or whatever it is they do with it. I
wouldn't know. Blu-ray? That's in there,
Yes, please. Exactly. That's another thing. Yeah, Blu-ray, up and coming. It's going to be the storage medium of the future.
I had Blu-ray pegged as sort of more recent than that, as it were. But 5 years ago, we were actually talking about this.
I know. Well, it just goes to show how long these things gestate for a lot of the time.
Absolutely. And it's only just won the battle.
Exactly. And also, the other big story this month was Engage. Which is kind of the opposite thing, because that came and went and is now back again.
Yeah, obviously they've got it up there against a Nintendo DS. No, that's not a Nintendo DS, is it?
That's the old the Game & Watch, DS-styled fold-out Game Boy Advance. This is a brilliant example of how, like, sometimes if you've got a slow news month, or what appears to be a slow, you have to make a story up. Or not make one up, but you have to make something else be bigger than it is. And this is like, Nokia's N-Gage takes on the Game Boy Advance. Who's going to win? Like, it's an even struggle. It's like pro-celebrity boxing.
The thing is, they were both dire, really.
I quite like the little fold-out Game Boy. I thought that was really cute at the time.
Is it?
No, it's no DS, but it, you know, it was colour.
Although
you could play Tetris in colour.
There was quite a funky NES version of that in the kind of old Famicom colours.
Yeah, there was always, well, because as they were eking out the Game Boy's life, there were all manner of sort of limited edition versions, weren't there?
No,
I was, I quite liked that fold-out one. And then obviously that became the DS, following the fold-out thing.
You know, that hinges camera, didn't that exist camera, before that. That Sony camera, oh God, it's a nostalgia fest. Anyway, back to 2008. I did promise details on our competition to win a cool 8 grand's worth of tech. This is, of course, the top 10 from our Hot 100 gadgets, which means an iPhone, 32-inch Philips telly, a Sanyo HD 1000. I've just been eyeing that up, actually. Rather gutted that that's going. I thought that was just there for an
Well, if you enter the competition, who's to say you can't win?
I'm sure there's something in those clauses somewhere.
There might be. We'd have to get a friend to enter for you.
Yes, good idea. Anyway, head over to t3.com and click competitions. You'll find it among the others online there. Quite a few, actually. I had to scroll down.
We do. We like to have competitions.
Yeah.
We like to give things away. We're that kind of generous-spirited people.
You guys. Now, that does draw us to the end of this week's show. Just time for your quick-fire reactions to this week's last words, which begin with Night Plus Sports Band.
I spent ages trying to think of something to say about this, and I just gave up. No, I had Jim Ulrist it.
Nice. In a nonsensical yet punny fashion.
That's Jim, G-Y-M, and then you wear it on your wrist. It's a pun on Jim will fix it.
Perhaps leave that to the subs. Round Trees, Tutti Frutti's.
All you can do is chew.
No, it's Tutti Frutti's. They've just... Oh, never mind.
Oh, no, hang on. Yeah,
they're
that's
the little pastels, crispy ones. They're chewy on the inside. Never mind. Remote-controlled Hummer H3.
Oh, eat my fumes, Mother Earth.
I want one.
In your face.
Napster Mobile.
Crapster Boobile, ooh. More like.
Astrology Bot says, try to work within the system as much as you can without losing your mind. Freedom is coming soon. Scary. That is all we have time for. Log on to t3.com for that monster competition. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.